Turn in your Bibles tonight and go with me to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. I don't like to make a statement or make an announcement or make a promise without fulfilling it, so I thought I would this evening finish what we started this morning. 1 John 2:20, the Bible says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." You know, this morning I mentioned the fact that tonight we would speak on the subject, what you do know will help you. What you don't know can hurt you. We saw that this morning. What you do know can help you. And we see here in this one particular verse, it says, "Ye know all things." Now, that's an interesting statement, and I hope to clarify it in just a moment. In other words, in a sense, God's people are a bunch of know-it-alls. Doesn't sound quite right, but you know, there's merit to that statement when you look at it. Now let's just pray briefly. Father, thank you tonight for the music that touched our hearts. And Lord, it was such a blessing this evening. And we've heard every type of gospel song sung. And how we thank you tonight, Lord, for the blessing of enjoying music that uplifts and exalts the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father in heaven, bless us now the few moments we have together in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we generally tend to think that if a person thinks they know it all, we generally think they're either duped or drunk, one or the other. They're either under the influence of pride or under the influence of alcohol. Now, these people here were under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that they had an unction. The word unction would remind us of that. You have an unction from the Holy One, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, in other words, was in control of these people that was being addressed here in the book of 1 John. The Bible does say, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, He shall speak, He shall show you things to come." Then we're also told in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of men the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So tonight, we understand that the Holy Spirit of God does help the people of God to know the things they need to know, to learn the things they need to learn, and to have an understanding of the things that are the most important things to know about in life. Now, does this mean, when it says here, you know all things, does that mean that a person wakes up in the morning automatically as an Albert Einstein? Hardly not so. The epistle of 1 John is called an epistle of certainty. In fact, 39 times in the book of 1 John, we have the word "know" or a form of that word used in this book. It's an epistle of certainty. Now, there happened to be a bunch of people running around that they called Gnostics in that day and time. Gnostics were basically a bunch of know-it-alls, but they knew the wrong thing. And so John comes along and lets them know that they didn't know what they thought they knew. They didn't know nearly how much they thought they knew. In other words, they didn't know anything at all that had any merit to it. So he makes that clear. Now we've heard about the thing of equal rights. We're living in a time where everybody is insisting on having equal rights. Well, I'm here to say tonight that God's people have knowing rights. We have knowing rights. We have the ability to know things that the world doesn't know. We have a lot of secrets tonight that we know about the world doesn't know anything about. And I believe that's a blessing, don't you? God's people are anointed and given blessed assurance. This book talks about that blessed assurance. We know what happened to our sins, for one thing. We know who holds us. That's another precious truth. We know where we're headed. I think of even what Paul said, "I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." We know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Thank God tonight we know some good things. We know what really counts. We know what really matters. We know all things in that respect. Let me explain something quickly tonight. This verse does not promote pride, but rather humility. Because we know that knowledge possessed by the child of God is made possible by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. The only boasting ground we have tonight is to boast in the Lord and what God has done. Before we get too proud in hearing the fact that we know all things, we must understand I'm talking about a knowledge not only of the mind, but a knowledge of the heart. Some people, when they, and here's an example. There are too many proud people running around, and some of them, unfortunately, name the name of Christ. There's too much pride even among God's people from time to time. We all are subject to pride. Some people are so proud that when they spell their names, the first two letters in their name is in capital letters. Some people's heads are so big that between each ear, there's a different zip code. Some people have such ego that they go up to Mount Rushmore and the first words they say is, "Hey guys, move over now, I'm here." Now, what this verse doesn't mean. What it doesn't mean. It says, you know all things. What does it doesn't mean? What doesn't it mean? Well, it doesn't mean that we get saved and immediately can understand all things about life. It doesn't mean that we automatically become an auto a mechanic, or we know how the atom is split. It doesn't mean that I can come to your house and wire your home a little bit, what I talked about this morning. It doesn't mean that I'm able to plumb your home. It doesn't mean that we know all subjects like art or science or literature. It doesn't mean we wake up with a PhD. It doesn't mean that our IQs jumped up. It doesn't mean that we're now the smartest and most important person on the face of this earth because John said, "You know all things." I love to hear, read that story about old J. Vernon McGee, a tremendous preacher in California, San Francisco, or Los Angeles area, been with the Lord now many years and written several great books. But he had a way with words. He said that the first time he preached, he said they took up a love offering for him. And the love offering was 30 cents. There's another preacher riding with him. And on the way home, J. Vernon McGee said he dropped his head. He was just really hurt over the fact. He didn't get any more than a 30 cent love offering. And finally, the preacher sitting beside him said, "Listen, Brother McGee, this is a historical moment." He said, "This is the only time in your life that you really paid what you're worth." You know, when it says, "You know all things," it doesn't mean that we can't do dumb things. It doesn't mean that. One time I asked Carol, I said, "Do I ever do dumb things?" She laughed at me and said, "That's a dumb question." She reminded me of a few dumb things I've done. We do some dumb things. But now what does this mean? I briefly said what it doesn't mean. What does it mean when it says you know all things? We now have a new perception of the truth. Through the Holy Spirit's leadership and guidance, we now can know the Bible. We can know that we know Him. We can know what we need to know. We now can grow in grace. We now can come to church service and tears can flow down our faces as we relate to those great songs that we heard sung tonight. Amazing grace is more than a song to us now. It touches the heart because it's grace that our heart has experienced. That's what we know. Christians have an edge on the truth. We know who Jesus is now. We know what He can do. We know what He has done. We know what He will do. This is more than a theory we're talking about. We know reality tonight. We know what it is to be saved and give testimony and say, "Thank God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." We now know the great truth of Scripture, where we believe that that same Lord that ascended up into heaven will so come in like manner as we've seen Him go. We know those things. The blessed Holy Spirit that comes into our hearts gives us an ability to love God's Word, to appreciate the truth of God's Word, to love God's people, to love God's church, and above all, to love the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we know tonight. We have a knowledge the world doesn't have. The world looks at the Bible and sees it as a closed book. But thank God we look at the Bible and see it as an open book. The world distrusts the Bible, but we trust it. The world makes fun of the gospel, but we know its power. The world says you Christians are a nutcase, but we know something different. It's a world that has its head screwed on wrong. You see, John says you know all things. We know what we need to know now. We know where we're going when we die, and that means a lot. We know that our title deed is clear to the mansions in the sky. We know tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, if we died before morning, we'd wake up in the presence of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'd rather know what God's teaching me than know what the world's teaching me. I'd much rather raise my hand towards heaven and say, "Thank you, God, for saving my soul." I may go through this life and not have a lot and not know a lot as far as the world is concerned, but to say I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day, that means everything to me. We have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. So, if knowing all things means that we're a bunch of know-it-alls, then we can live with that, can't we? But yet we can live with it with humility, not pride. Because we can know it's God that's taught us the things in life that matter the most. Let's pray. Thank you, Father.